Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
When Sanger Theater first opened its doors 100 years ago in 1925, its first presentation was Cecil B. DeMille's black and white film, The Ten Commandments. And since that time, it seems like the Sanger Theater and the leadership in Pensacola has gone a long way, come a long way, but it's come a long way in the wrong direction. Drag Queen Christmas, scheduled 2 days before Christmas in December, this December, is a mockery of the holiest of Christian holidays, mockery of the birth of Christ.
This is Charles Kurtman last night at the Pensacola City Council meeting, and I envy his voice. Oh, man, that booming pastor voice, you know, that's probably delivered 1,000 sermons in that authoritative tone. I do envy it as a radio guy. But do I agree with him that the Sanger Theater, as he and several other local pastors showed up last night to protest and basically demand? I thought about this when I wrote the post on Facebook. I thought, were they asking or were they demanding? They were not asking. They were demanding. They were very polite. Very polite, very honoring of authority, very respectful, as Christians should be. They all came and they said their piece, and they left very peacefully, very quietly, like you've never seen a crowd leave so quietly. I mean, it's, you know, they were good Christians. Except for the question of whether it is appropriate for a city to remove a show that they have already contractually entered into on the basis of it being religiously objectionable, even if it is around Christmas. And it is. Drag Queen Christmas is going to be on December 23rd at the Sanger, and this is why people are upset. I had been seeing this story for a while on social media, and I had been waiting to talk about it until it was ripe. Well, with the protest at City Council, it's pretty ripe.
So this invitation constitutes, number one, an abomination to God, number two, an affront to the whole Christian community, and number three, an outrageous attack on the Christian faith. And to be fair and balanced, I'd recommend that you or whoever else has been involved in the Drag Queen Christmas coming also extend an invitation for a Drag Queen Ramadan and see how that works out. That'll be in the month of March, by the way.
It's kind of funny. We'll see whether there's a Drag Queen Ramadan. And, you know, it's with that, actually, that's a kind of a telling comparison. Because the reason you would not expect there to be a Drag Queen Ramadan, which, by the way, is an oddly hard thing to say, you wouldn't expect the DQR because you would anticipate that they'd be afraid of doing that for fear of some kind of violent reprisal. Right? I mean, Yulin's Posten, you know, look at what happens in other countries and in some places here, and look at, you know, Salman Rushdie, you know, I mean, right? And then you say, well, so they would know better because they would know to respect the fear of the Muslims. Okay, yeah. Is that the comparison we want to make with ourselves? That they should be more afraid of us? I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny the more you think about it. Okay, so the premise here is that this is a horrible, terrible, awful thing. And from a biblical point of view, oh, it is.
And actually, this constitutes nothing less than a staged extravaganza of hate speech.
If he hadn't mispronounced extravaganza, but okay, fine. It's anti-Christian. It's anti-gender binary. It's sexually immoral. All of the things. So what's the Christian response to it? Well, he says, and I'm only playing him because I have lots of other clips we played earlier and we'll play later. But, you know, the crowd was with him. They brought the crowd, and he says,
that's determined to flaunt their
perversion
and be bullied by a tiny minority in our communities. That's determined to flaunt their perversion in our faces and demonstrate their disrespect for what Americans have historically and still do hold in reverence.
Yeah, it was a packed crowd. Let me say it my way. The First Amendment protects your blasphemy. The First Amendment protects your irreverence. The First Amendment protects your ability to insult my religion. even at a city-owned venue like the Sanger Theater, where we do not discriminate against things on the basis of their content, especially when it's irreligious content. That's a First Amendment violation, and you will get sued, as the city attorney told the crowd. We'll get sued and we'll lose. And at this point, we'll get sued for breach of contract, and we'll lose that one too. Now, should ASM Global have booked this 2 days before Christmas? No, that was really dumb. They should have known better. But once it's booked, once it's coming, there is nothing you can do. And if city council intervened, all we would do is get sued as a city, and we'd lose. And as a Christian in America who believes in the project of diversity and tolerance in America under the First Amendment, I disagree vehemently with their allegation that you can't be a Christian and allow something like this to happen. Freedom means allowing things you don't like. Protecting the right of people to do things you don't like. Even awful, horrid, terrible things, especially when it's just speech, art, theater, literature. That's what we want, is varied expression. You don't have to go to it. You don't have to celebrate it. You can tell people they shouldn't go. But don't cross the line into using government power to stifle things that are protected under the First Amendment. I think you guys are really wrong on this. And I love you dearly as fellow Christians, but your project here is misguided. 616 here on News Radio 92.3. Don't be the cancelers. Don't be the Christian cancel squad. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, 90, 98, Highway 29 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Josh Strickland Band with classic rock, blues, southern rock, and more. Bring some food, bring some beverages, and enjoy a great sunset as the fall season begins at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Florida's 1st District Court of Appeals, which this week struck down the Gunshine State's ban on the open carry of firearms, claiming the Supreme Court precedent required them to allow citizens to walk around with pistols and rifles because of the words written by a bunch of dead white guys on a piece of parchment 234 years ago. The 3-judge panel unanimously ruled that the Bruin precedent from the Supreme Court requires that any restriction on the Second Amendment show a historical example of a relevantly similar law that was allowed near the time of the founding of the country in order to stand. Since no such example exists, now Florida has become the 47th state with some version of open carry, leaving only the 3 precious People's Republics of New York, Illinois, and California without such a ridiculous and dangerous practice. As you, my faithful Lutheran, already know, this is only the latest in a long series of erosions of respect for peace and safety in Florida, as that state has placed armed guards in its schools, allowed concealed carry without even having to get a permit, and is actually right now in the middle of a guns and ammunition sales tax holiday week, even as we speak. Disgusting. Now, it is true that after the Parkland atrocity, Florida did enact red flag laws and prohibit gun purchases by 18 to 20-year-olds. However, both of those have been under attack, and the latter may soon be heard and possibly overturned by the Supreme Court. For those of us who believe that it is guns who kill people, not people who kill people, we just cannot believe yet another state is going to trust the average, barely literate citizen with the ability to protect themselves in public by openly carrying a gun. Just imagine how scary this will be for all the criminals. Forced into a life of crime by economic desperation and the oppression of systemic white supremacy culture, all those poor would-be robbers want to do is go into a store or walk down a dark street and practice a little redistribution of wealth from the haves to the have-nots without too much trouble. It was bad enough before when they had to worry that someone in Florida might secretly be armed, but at least they had the comfort of knowing that most people are either too slow to actually get a gun out from under their shirt or else too lazy to endure the inconvenience of carrying concealed in the first place. But now, to have to see all those guns actively deterring them from their economic justice and readily available right on people's hips like the rest of the country? It's so distressful to imagine. They might even need counseling for their post-traumatic stress from law and order, or PTSLO. And just consider the anxiety this will cause to all the people who believe that their neighbors and fellow Americans aren't responsible and can't be trusted with adult responsibilities. At least before they didn't have to see them, but now they'll have to actually think about the basic ideas of the country. You know, trusting citizens with the right to vote, putting our lives in their hands when we drive down the road, and hoping that the mad psychosis of mere gun possession won't suddenly overtake thousands of their fellow Floridians in a first-of-its-kind wave of homicidal mania that has literally never been witnessed in any other state that already has open carry. It's simply all too much to endure. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, can we take just a moment and celebrate the outstanding work being done by the Florida Department of Transportation to stifle dissent and impose its sensibilities upon Florida's cities and counties? Of course, you all remember we were conflicted about the way FDOT painted over the Pulse nightclub rainbow crosswalk, turning those beautiful LGBTQ2SIA+ colors into boring black rectangles. Well, they've now done the same thing in Delray Beach, where they went in at night and shoddily painted black over one of the most colorful intersections in the state, and have done so in many other municipalities as well. Now, we certainly dislike erasing symbols that celebrate the people of the holy acronym string, but we really admire the way the FDOT censorship strike teams go in aggressively in the middle of the night under cover of darkness and dictate street content to the unruly and unrepentant locals. Of course, we also love the fact that everywhere they go, FDOT leaves in their wake a trail of roads that literally couldn't be any blacker. Whose streets? Black streets. Well, now FDOT has done it in a whole new way. They've snuck into Longboat Key and taken down all the street signs that identified the Gulf of Mexico Drive since 1957. Of course, this is the follow-up to President We Never Say His Name Out Loud's changing of the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America and the state of Florida's decision to officially follow suit in everything from its own ordinances to things like the Pensacola Sailfish sign. Although we didn't agree with the renaming per se, we love the idea of changing names, replacing long-standing labels with newer and sillier ones, revisionist history, and especially government coercion of content because, although Florida is currently firmly in the control of those wicked Republicans, we are confident that one day the Democrats will swing back into power, and when we do, non-gender-specific young person, will there be some changes? And now that the Republicans have gotten into the cancellation and name change gang alongside us, they will have no grounds for objecting when we run the state and impose our ideas upon them. So keep it up, FDOT. We celebrate what you're doing. We admire the military precision of your cultural reformation strike teams and their night vision paint and dismantling efforts. We see you, and we don't see you. But we like your style, and we can't wait to run the department ourselves one day. Thank you for paving, repaving, and repainting the way for us. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to celebrate one of the best pieces of news this week by awarding our highly coveted platinum-plated Birkenstock of Wisdom Award with three rainbow tassels to U.S. District Judge Michael F. Urbanski for his ruling against the Shenandoah, Virginia County School Board, rebuking their decision to restore the original name to Stonewall Jackson High School. As he wrote in his 71-page opinion, making the students intertwine their talent, work, and achievements with the name of a Confederate general is an unacceptable coercion of speech. He wrote that the school board is essentially forcing students to honor the Confederacy by their attendance at a school with this name, turning them into what he called mobile billboards for a message they don't support, which is a violation of their First Amendment right not to speak in favor of things they hate. This recognition that students have the right not to have to say the name of a school they disagree with is such a beautiful sentiment that we want to see it become the standard for school names everywhere. Of course, we recognize it might be difficult to choose names for schools nobody would object to. Obviously, American president names are out because of the, you know, white, male, racist, sexist, depression stuff. No student should have to wear a uniform that speaks the name of George Washington or Theodore Roosevelt. Don't say their name. Naming them after other prominent figures in history runs the same risk, since everyone either already has flaws we know about or future people will define their flaws that we didn't know about now and cancel old names. We wouldn't want to run the risk of that. Place names, of course, like simple Shenandoah High School or the temporary Mountain View High are also problematic because presumably some students are not big fans of the viewing of mountains. Or they don't fully embrace Shenandoahism. And we wouldn't want them to feel their speech was coerced into supporting these hurtful geographic references. So how should we refer to schools if not by name? Well, maybe we could refer to the schools by street address. Unfortunately, in this case, the high school is located at 150, you guessed it, Stonewall Lane. So that isn't much in the way of an improvement. Maybe a system like New York City, where you have PS 142 for public school 142. But what if a student objects to government-funded schools or personally disagrees with Arabic numbering? How dare we impose base 10 supremacy culture upon them? Am I right? So maybe the only answer here is to let each student decide for him, her, or themselves what to call the school they attend, and then we can celebrate the rainbow of fruit flavors of all the different names for all the different schools, and everyone can be happy, and nobody can feel like their speech is compelled by the unacceptable school names they have to write on their college application. See? Solved. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
John Pickens has traffic for you now. John?
Shenandoahism.
Shenandoahism. Oh, yeah, no, it's a thing. Yeah, they're definitely a protest.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, time for traffic. Excuse me. Let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you right now. We are still looking delay-free. Also, Highway 29, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John.
I can't.
I know. I understand. I mean, the power of persuasion of Brother Andrew is very, very compelling.
It is.
Yeah. The power of logic compels you. All right, David Wayne in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Yeah, I like that Brother Andrew's on board with the secret FDOT strike teams.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love what they're
gotta,
doing.
Gotta love that show of support. An appeals court is allowing the federal government to cut Medicaid funds off to Planned Parenthood. A ruling yesterday by the First Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a lower court ruling that blocked a one-year ban on Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood, which was part of President Trump's spending and tax cut bill. Of course, federal funds already can't pay for abortions, but the new measure also keeps Medicaid from paying for other Planned Parenthood services. The Federal Trade Commission launching an inquiry into seven companies that make AI chatbots that are aimed at kids. The agency wants to see how the companies are evaluating safety and working to limit potential risks and negative impacts on kids and teens. And the State Department potentially revoking the visas of foreigners who glorify violence after the murder of Charlie Kirk. Yesterday, Deputy Secretary of State Chris Landeau said foreigners who glorify violence and hatred are not welcome visitors to the country.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, man, there's just there's a lot on the agenda we'll talk about next. Local news, Fox News, and then more of the Pensacola Morning News. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Gianna Gelosi, the manhunt for Charlie Kirk's killer is now in day three. The FBI wants the public's help tracking him down, releasing new video of the person of interest.
Racing across the rooftop and dropping to the ground on the day of this shooting. After this quick escape, you can see the person walking through the parking lot. Agents say they found the gun used, a high-powered bolt-action rifle.
Fox's CB Cotton. Now, on the same day of Charlie Kirk's murder, a shooting at a Colorado high school left two students in critical condition.
We now know Desmond Hawley rode the bus to school Wednesday morning before opening fire with a revolver around lunchtime. Hawley then turned the gun on himself and later died at the hospital. The motive is still unclear, but authorities do say the teenager was influenced by an extremist network.
And that is Fox's Chanley Painter reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Six 31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. 67 degrees right now. We've got clear skies. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The Santa Rosa County Commission voted to approve rate increases for parks, recreational venues, and various service fees yesterday. New rates will double pavilion rental costs at popular sites like Navarre Beach Marine Park, while community center rentals will rise from $25 to $50 per hour. Additionally, hangar rental fees at the Peter Prince Airport will increase to align with market rates. That should generate around $298,000 a year to help fund a mandated airport overhaul. The commission also planning to introduce some additional annual vessel fees for boat owners. This fall, about 900 more students in Escambia County will receive free medical, dental, and tutoring services as Brentwood and West Pensacola Elementary are joining the Healthy Schools Escambia Initiative. That program was launched back in January, first at the Global Learning Academy at O.J. Sims Elementary. The program's already provided care and mentoring for hundreds of students. Jessica Johnson is the program director. She says the services will be tailored to each school's needs with a focus on after-school tutoring. The initiative is supported by an $804,000 bid from the United Way and community partners, which will officially begin November 1st. LA tropical disturbance has emerged in the eastern Atlantic as we are just now a few days past the peak of hurricane season. There's currently no indications that this would head towards Florida. The National Hurricane Center noting the disturbance in their 7-day outlook, predicting some slow development over the next week. Models have suggested a west northwest track. The 2025 Atlantic hurricane season so far has been a bit quieter than usual, with fewer storms than historical averages, despite a comparable number of storms earlier in the season. The man accused of plotting to kill then-presidential candidate, now President Donald Trump, on a Florida golf course continues today. NBC's Jesse Kirsch reports that yesterday the judge accused Ryan Ruth, who represents himself in the trial, of making a mockery of the courtroom.
In his opening statement, Ruth spoke about Hitler, Putin, Iran, and Israel instead of focusing on the facts of the case. He was supposed to have roughly 40 minutes to speak, but the judge cut him off after only about five.
The prosecution's first witness, Secret Service agent Robert Furcano, testified that Ruth pointed a rifle at his face after he spotted him in some shrubbery at Trump's golf course last September. He said he fired at Ruth, who didn't shoot back. Second witness, Tommy McGee, testified he saw Ruth fleeing the scene and gave information to police. During cross-examination, Ruth gave McGee a thumbs up and said he'd done a good job. 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. We've got no accidents to report to you right now. Seeing a minor delay on Highway 29 going southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. But 90-98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Going into your weekend, nice sunny skies on Saturday, high near 89 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Keeping your beautiful sunshiny forecast around on Sunday with a high near 89 degrees. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it's mostly clear skies this morning, 65 degrees. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yield edged higher this morning, rebounding from moves seen in Thursday's session. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury was around 2 basis points higher, trading at 4.036%. Oil prices are sharply higher by more than 1% on oversupply and weaker U.S. demand. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $63.13 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $67.31 per barrel. The European Commission last year accused Microsoft of breaching competition rules by bundling its Teams and Office products. In May, the tech giant committed to making versions of its Office 365 and Microsoft 365 software suites available without Teams. The EU has agreed to accept Microsoft's commitments on Teams and said they are now legally binding under antitrust rules. Futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 617, the NASDAQ up 157, the S&P 500 up 55. That's your money now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused, visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
in 2022, Escambia County led the state in per capita in opioid overdose deaths with 62.3 per 100,000. That's terrible. An alarming statistic that promotes Escambia County to join the state core rollout. And whereas opioid overdose deaths in Escambia County were reduced to 47 per 100,000 in 2023, with recent EMS data showing a continued downward trend of 30 overdose deaths per 100,000 in 2024, and 21 overdose deaths per 100,000 in 2025, further demonstrating the incredible success of the CORE program.
I don't think we can celebrate this enough. This is amazing. Remember, we talked about this with Wes Moreno a couple of weeks ago. This is Mike Kohler, chairman of the county commission, district two, and talking about this program to get people off opioids by providing them with Suboxone, which is a drug they can take that will then make them not enjoy the effects and not want to take, you know, opioids. And the numbers here are amazing. We had 63 per 100,000 population deaths 4 years ago. That's 200 people died in Escambia County from opioid overdoses. And then it was 47 after the CORE program was in place for 1 year. And then it was 30. And the statewide average is 30 and the national average is 30. So we're right at average. And then last year it was 21, which is not the lowest in the state, but it's in the lowest of the state. There's a couple that are like 19. I mean, that's really low. 21 is very low. And if you do that math, 330-ish thousand people, 350, somewhere in that vicinity for the county, you're talking about dropping from 200 deaths a year to like 75. We're saving 120, 130 people a year with this program. That's huge. Every 3 days, a life is saved because of this program. It's amazing.
Whereas this Escambia County CORE program has now successfully assessed more than 400 patients, marking a major milestone in the program mission to break the cycle of addiction and offer a pathway to recovery.
And I did not catch the name of the person who they had there, but he was one of the leaders of the program, maybe the coordinator. I'm not sure, and I apologize. I'd give him credit if I knew his name.
It's been the honor of my life to help lead this team who has taken this mission personal, hit the streets, and saved countless lives. It is my true honor to recognize them tonight. I'm just a conduit for the work that they do, day in and day out. And it's even more proud moment for me because even with us, we have someone who is now 2 years sober, who has continued that path to help others break that cycle of addiction and help make sure that people can reclaim their lives. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a fantastic program. I'm super proud of our county for doing this. 437-1620, 437-1620. Remember when President Trump spoke at the Alabama graduation ceremony, the commencement ceremony? I never did listen to that full speech, but his team promoted on one of the social media platforms, I forget which one it was, a video that was like a, I don't know, 2 or 3 minute summary with some music behind it, you'll hear in a second, of his 10 life lessons for success. And I thought this was quite spectacular.
Let me share some of the biggest lessons I've learned from a lifetime spent building dreams. First, if you think that you're too young to do something great, let me tell you that you are wrong. You're not too young. In America, with drive and ambition, young people can do anything.
You're never too young to do something great. Pretty good start. Pretty good start. Let no man despise you, your youth. I think Paul might have written to Timothy. You know, maybe, possibly. So, yeah, that's good. Number two.
Second of all, and very importantly, you have to love what you do. I rarely see somebody that's successful that doesn't love what he or she does.
Yeah, you know, it's important to be able to believe in what you do, to value what you do. The trick is to find a way to get paid for doing something you believe in. It's sometimes hard, and maybe you don't get paid enough. But, you know, jobs reward you in value, not only in money. It's one of the – I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this, but there's a lot of people who do jobs that we say they don't get paid enough because of the importance of the job. True. Also, they get paid in other ways. And the reason they take the low pay to do a job that's so important is because the job is itself rewarding and it's a byproduct of labor, supply and demand, and the difficulty of doing the job and also the reward of doing the job. I think of teachers. Teachers do a very important job and they feel tremendous pride in doing it, and rightly so. Well, that's a form of compensation. other people do very unpleasant jobs and, you know, clean sewer systems, and they get paid more. Why? For doing a job that is also very important. Not quite as enjoyable. Not quite as sort of morally rewarding. Number three.
The thing is to think big. You know, you're going to do something, you might as well think big, because it's just as hard to solve a small problem as a big problem, and it's just as much energy and everything else, except the result is going to be a smaller one. So love what you do, but think big.
Tackle big things. Love it. Seven more to come in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you still. We're rolling accident-free. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Avalon, Highway 90 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. One day only, New South Windows tomorrow is having a big sale from 9 to 4. And during that whole time from 9 to 4, and if you don't know where New South is, they're in the like Books a Million, you know, Hobby Lobby shopping center down towards the corner. That's where they're located. But so it's all day, 40% off. If you get there before noon at the showroom, extra 5% off. That's 45% off. And you get a free portable generator with your New South Windows purchase. So pretty good deal going on tomorrow. You do have to go to the showroom in person to get the deal. It's on Davis Highway, like I said, right by the Books a Million, you know, Hobby Lobby kind of vicinity. Just for that one day, again, 8 to 4 is 40% off. 9 to 4 is 40% off. 9 to noon is 45% off. And you get a free portable generator with any purchase. NewSouthWindow.com if you want more information. All right, back to the life lessons from President Trump at the U of A, University of Alabama commencement ceremony.
Fourth is work hard. Work hard.
Yeah, I don't think you need to say anything other than that. But yes, work hard. Anything worth doing is worth doing well, and doing well is going to require you to do hard work at it, period. Five.
Fifth is don't lose your momentum. You just want to keep it going. And you have to know if you are losing it, you have to know when you're losing it. So maybe you stop and maybe it's time to stop.
Now, this is kind of have a little bit of conflict with a different one, but he's right. It's kind of the idea that when you, like if you do sales, and I've done sales in the past, I don't love doing sales. I'm fairly good at it, but I don't like doing it. It's very important. I mean, I feed my kids because salespeople do their job. So I very much appreciate that they do it. But like in sales, you know, sometimes when you get a yes, you kind of want to quit because, woohoo, no, call three more people. Right then, build on the momentum that you have already done. It's kind of funny because there's never a time not to make another call. Like when you haven't gotten a yes, keep going until you get one. Like don't quit on a negative. And when you do get a yes, keep going because you want to keep going. You know, like, there's never a time to say no. Anyway, number six.
Number six, if you want to change the world, you have to have the courage to be an outsider. In other words, you have to take certain risks and do things a little bit differently. Otherwise, if that weren't the case, everybody would be successful.
Yeah, you know, you have to go on the radio the morning after a big demonstration at city council and tell all your fellow Christians that you think they're mistaken in their understanding of the Constitution. Sometimes you have to be an outsider, even to your own people. You know, that's how that works. Number seven.
Number seven is to trust your instincts, common sense. You can go very far in life with common sense.
Yeah, I would say that. But also, and I want to give him credit for the one he said at the beginning, number five, which is, but also be aware that you might be going down a fruitless path. You know, it's sort of the never give up, but know when to give up. Are both good pieces of advice. You know, they really are. Number eight.
Everybody should believe in the American dream. It's real, it's there, and it's right before you.
Yeah, opportunity. And I think immigrants do nothing quite so well as remind us that this is the land of opportunity. Come here with less than we have, less advantages, not knowing the language, no money, no connections. They don't know the street names. They don't know the law. And then they come here and build wealth the first generation. You know, what's your problem? Well, I don't know, lots. But, you know, they reinvigorate capitalism, in my opinion. So, yeah, believe in the American dream. It is still real.
Think of yourself as a winner. The power of positive thinking. In recent years, too many of our young people have really been taught to think of themselves as victims. But in America, we reject that idea that anyone is born a victim. Our heroes are the ones who take charge of their own destiny despite the odds.
You know, I think it was Michelle Salzman when she filled in for me. She had made a comment about how she loves being responsible for things because that means that she has the power to change them. And I totally agree with that. If you blame everybody else for the things that happen, well, guess what? You just have to suffer it. Nothing you can do. But if you can take and, you know, aggregate or accumulate responsibility to yourself, even for things that are outside of your causing it, guess what? You might have the power to change it. Number 10.
Next is to be an original. The all-time greats were people who had the confidence to be a little different. God only created one of you, so don't try to be someone else.
Yeah, be the very best you you can be. Absolutely. And then number 11 is kind of funny, his top 10, but there were 11. You know, that's fine.
And most importantly, never, ever give up. I've learned that perseverance is everything, so whatever happens, no matter where you are in life, stay optimistic and just keep pushing forward. Never let anyone tell you that something is impossible. Ever, ever, ever. In America, the impossible is what we all do best.
Oh, man, I love that. America is where they do the impossible. It's where we do the impossible. That's just fantastic. So anyway, I thought it was really good. I thought it was inspiring. It's a good reminder, motivational, and, you know, hey, that's your president. 650 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are working on a home improvement project or, you know, honestly, one of the things I love about Pensacola Hardware, yes, they have all the stuff. I mean, they have all the stuff. And that's true in the houseware section in the front where it's, you know, gumbo pots and, you know, grills and Yeti merchandise. I mean, seriously, they have all kinds of Yeti merchandise. And but it's also in the hardware section where they have, you know, I mean, all of your drills, all your safety equipment. I mean, they have even, like, laundry detergent. They have pots and pans. I mean, they have everything, literally. But if you're thinking about doing something, go there and ask them how to do it. Because they'll know. And they will know which products will help you best. They really only stock the things that are the best, good quality. That does mean that sometimes it's not the cheapest. Well, okay, you know, do you want quality or do you want to save a buck? I mean, sometimes you make big sacrifices in the interest of saving a buck. Also, they'll make sure you know how to use it because they want to make sure you get the result. I mean, they haven't stayed in business for 174 years by just, you know, selling you the cheapest nails. You know, they stay in business because people can trust them, know them, count on them, and get everything they really need taken care of. And that's true whether you're just doing a home improvement project or whether you're a professional in construction. They are your commercial construction supply business, including doing the special orders, which they do all the time for folks. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the Vitas Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm not the first guy who fell in love with a girl he met in a restaurant who then turned out to be the daughter of a kidnapped scientist, only to lose her to a childhood lover who she'd last seen on a deserted island and who turned out 15 years later to be the leader of the French underground.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, all of that. It's the same old story. Heard it 1,000 times.
I know, right?
6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Taking a look at I-10, I-110. They are flowing smoothly. Just some minor delays on Highway 29 as you approach the 9-mile road intersection, both southbound and northbound. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks. John, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, tensions are high at colleges and universities across the nation after a day of threats and campus lockdowns yesterday. Classes at Alabama State University, Hampton University, Virginia State, and Southern University in Spelman, just to name a few, were disrupted due to shelter-in-place orders. Authorities were also called to investigate what turned out to be nothing after a bomb threat at the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Also, the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland was put on a lockdown yesterday due to a reported security threat, but military and local law enforcement say there was no active shooter found there either. The lockdown was initiated after a report of suspicious activity. No gunshots were confirmed. One person, though, was injured during a security force response. That person was medevaced and is in stable condition.
Yeah, it was a shooting because they were worried that there was a shooting.
It was, right,
which was a mistake after the actual shooting wasn't a real shoot, right? Wasn't that kind of the...
Yeah, something like weird. That. Yeah, yeah. It was reported as a shooting, and then they didn't find that to be the case. Well, yesterday, the nation once again paid tribute to the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks, the 24th anniversary of the tragedy. The tribute lights lit up the sky in Lower Manhattan last night to symbolize the original Twin Towers. I still can't believe it's been that long.
24 years. I can't either. It's amazing. I mean, that means that pretty much anybody under 30 doesn't remember it.
Right. Yeah.
And can't tell you where they were. Whereas everybody else, vivid memory, just like people had for Pearl Harbor, just like people had for Kennedy or the moon landing, you know, or the shuttle Challenger, you know, right? The things that people have experienced. Anyway, David, thank you so much for the update. Or the bin Laden, you know, the killing of bin Laden. I mean, those are the ones I think of. Those are the big ones that sort of everybody remembers where they were if they were old enough to know. 6:57 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we just got a note from Gulf Breeze. Nixle alerts often give me information I do not need, but this is an interesting one. Be advised, bears seen in the area of Kevin Drive, that is behind Gulf Breeze Elementary. Use caution. The bears? Behind the school. Okay, so, all right, just, you know, I don't know what to do with that exactly, but, you know, be aware. Thank you for telling us. I appreciate that. Hey, if you... need to get a new roof, or you know what happens is a lot of times maybe there's a leak or there's a problem or it's just been, you know, that roof, you know, you got to replace it because maybe insurance has said that roof is too old. Nobody wants to buy a roof, but you want the result of having a good roof. Well, Quality Roofing Solutions, I get that. They've done 10,000 roofs in the 19 years that they have been here. Brian Ward started the company thinking, let's just do the right things. Let's just take care of people. And then, for example, like after Sally, you know, found out that like supply chain disruptions made it hard to do their business. So they built a warehouse so they have extra supplies so that they can, if God forbid a storm comes, they're able to handle it. They have these little shop vans that carry supplies around and you can scan in and out on the individual job site. So they're like a distribution network for their own people who are on the site. So they don't have to waste time and come back to the office and then go back to the field and back to the, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, they just do things right. They'll return your calls. They'll talk to you like you know, an ordinary person. They don't expect you to know, and they won't make fun of you for not knowing. Anyway, 4.9 rating on Google, which is ridiculous, and a lifetime guarantee for their roofs, which is also ridiculous. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. What do I have just this amount of time to talk about? We have learned more about the assassin, the murderer. I think actually calling him a murderer is a little more... Assassin is almost a sanitization, weirdly. The guy who murdered Charlie Kirk. You know, the gun they found, the Mauser 30.306, very powerful bolt-action rifle, you know. They found etchings on the bullet casings, apparently, that were, like, anti-fascist and pro-trans, allegedly. They've got pictures of him all over the internet, so they're manhunting him right now.
You're listening.